telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Government reports major progress in external debt restructuring. PF convention to be discussed after former President Lungu's burial. And 12 killed in Thailand-Cambodia military clashes on disputed border. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government says the country has made significant progress with its external debt restructuring efforts, having achieved over 92% agreement in principle with its creditors, amounting to $12.4 billion. Speaking during a presentation at the Town Hall Forum on the first half budget performance and economic development, Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukusa has revealed that $4 billion of the debt was restructured in 2024, followed by $2.7 billion in 2025, and the remaining $5.7 billion is still under negotiation. Mr. Nkulukusa has added that government continues to actively engage with the remaining 7.8% of creditors, mainly private lenders, where agreements in principle are yet to be reached.
The external debt, the minister talked about this, and we see that we are only remaining with about 7.8% of the debt to be restructured. But in terms of what we have achieved so far in the first half of 2025 is that we have about $2.7 billion that has been agreed and part of it restructured, part of it completely agreed and awaiting restructuring.
Meanwhile, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane, has stated that Zambia has maintained consistent economic growth, averaging 5% since the UPND administration took office.
There's not been a single year when there was zero growth or negative growth. Every year the economy has been growing. I think the average at this stage would probably be about 5% growth every year. So every year the economy has been growing. Problem about the past, growth, negative growth. Growth, negative growth. Now the growth is positive, consistent. Our challenge now is to make sure that this growth continues. The next 5 years must continue. The other 5 years must continue. That way, you will definitely, year after year, see progress taking place in the majority of lives of the people.
Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda says the party's long-awaited convention will be discussed by the Central Committee after the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Nakachinda said this move forms part of efforts to address ongoing leadership wrangles and internal divisions within the party. He has added that the issue of holding a convention is inevitable and will be formally deliberated with clear parameters set by the committee. Mr. Nakachinda has stated that the party has chosen to pursue a democratic resolution to its leadership crisis following unsuccessful attempts to settle the matter through the judicial system.
We are also alive to the fact that, okay, if they cannot be resolved through the judicial process, we're going then to resolve this issue through a democratic process. So we want Chavinga and everybody else who claims to be PF to participate in the process of us going to the conference so that the members and the people of Zambia be the ones that will speak on the kind of leadership that should, you know, emerge and be in PF as the main opposition. So we are preparing going towards the conference, one, to also resolve this perception of factions.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has called for urgent government action to to addressing the risk factors contributing to illicit financial flows, IFF. The latest Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, report indicates that the center detected suspected illicit financial flows worth $3.5 billion, mostly associated with commercial activities perpetuated by multinational enterprises. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says these include the high use of cash transactions, mobile money fraud, and false invoicing aimed at justifying international transfers through the banking sector, among others. Mr. Nyambe also notes that the FIC analyzed a total of 18,330 suspicious transaction reports, STRs, reflecting a 16.8% increase from the 15,696 STRs analyzed in 2023, and is, however, disappointed that the FIC analyzed less STRs related to public sector corruption, resulting in the low number of disseminations on corruption as compared to cases relating to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. He has reminded the FIC that public sector corruption is a dangerous vice with serious economic and social consequences, and thus requiring greater attention.
We also noticed from the report that casinos have now reported or have filed suspicious transaction reports in this 2024 trends analysis compared to none that were filed in the previous period. And we think that this is on account of the heightened awareness and enhanced supervision efforts that the FIC has put in place. So I would like to call on them to really further increase their awareness activities, but also to enhance their supervision over law firms, accounting firms, and real estate agents and dealers in precious stones and minerals.
Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovo, has called on Southern African countries to urgently mobilize additional resources to address the region's growing water investment gap, warning that it poses a serious threat to economic development, climate resilience, and public health. Speaking at the official opening of the Southern African Development Community SADC workshop on the resource mobilization plan, Mr. Nzovo has emphasized the critical need to close financial gaps in the water sector. He has noted that the SADC Regional Strategic Action Plan for Integrated Water Resources Management and Development, which covers the period 2021 to 2025, has identified a funding requirement of over 100 million euros.
The theme of this workshop, scaling up transboundary water investment and resource mobilization to unlock economic growth, industrial transformation and climate resilience in the SADC region, captures and captures very well both the urgency and the promise of our task. Today, our region faces growing water stress due to climate change. As highlighted by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, Africa is the most vulnerable continent to the impact of climate change.
Meanwhile, Global Water Partnership Southern Africa Interim Executive Secretary Andrew Takawira has urged stakeholders to validate and refine the draft RSAP Resource Mobilization Plan, describing it as a key instrument in addressing the region's substantial water investment shortfall, estimated at over $6 billion annually by 2030. And SADC Secretariat Senior Program Officer for Water, Dr. Patrice Cavea, has also revealed that current investments in the SADC water sector range between $2 billion and $3.8 billion annually.
The budget allocation in terms of how much each member state has the potential to invest, or they have been investing in the water sector, in order to raise investment. Now we look at the RBOs. I've just gone to cite just a few of them. Zamco, Okakom, Orasecom, and link up with champions, transboundary operation, and the drive this divide.